Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoin on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. All right, here's another Cardinal question. It's not about getting to... No, I'm not going there. If you go to a game and you're told so-and-so's not playing tonight, how disappointed are you? It used to be, what, McGuire's not in the lineup tonight? Or if Albert had a day off, you'd try and do that on the road. Because Cardinal fans, if you were going to a game and they said, oh, Pujols isn't playing, you'd be disappointed. If you found out McGuire wasn't playing, you'd be disappointed. Right now, is it Goldschmidt? Molina, because of his popularity, would probably be the answer. But there really isn't a guy that you'd say, wait a minute, he's not playing
tonight? I think there are more players, when, if you find out they are playing, wow, will disappoint you.
Brutal. Splashback Deuce, this is the guy that Frank calls optimistic. Well played.
No, the commish. I think he's had enough.
Yeah, good for him.
And a lot of times he has a very reasonable response. Well, the reason you wouldn't do this is because. So we're asking, why wouldn't you call up a guy like a Rosarena? And the answer is, I have no idea.
Cardinals outfielder since the All-Star break have an OPS of 667. That is 29th in baseball and dead last by a fairly significant margin in the National League. 689, the Marlins are the next worst in the NL. It's bad.
Where would you play him?
Yeah, where would you play him?
The prodigal texting in.
Where would you play Harper, Martin?
What does Tiger Woods and Kevin Costner have in common? They both blank the same waitress at Perkins. Okay. No, that's not true. All right, so here's my...
As far as we know.
Here's my take on this. Is Tiger right now is tied for 56th. 56th. He is plus three, 12 strokes back at this week's tournament. He said the other day that it took a lot out of him in terms of preparation and just physical strain to get ready to win the Masters. Is it possible that tournament, even though it's arguably his greatest victory ever, because of the shocking nature of it in the Masters, that will be the last time we'll see him win because it took so much out of him that he's done? And I compare this to Kevin Costner playing the role of Billy Chappell in For Love of the Game. He threw about 170 pitches, I think, that day to get that perfect game. And have you ever seen Kevin Costner on the mound since? Sometimes one performance, it's over.
And Tiger, throughout this whole process, was trying to prove the critics and haters wrong by, you know, not only playing competitive golf, but winning another major. And maybe that competitive edge kind of has worn off, and maybe he going out and playing and wanting to win, but he doesn't really have that chip on his shoulder. And he may be in 56, but can you tell us how far he is from the second wild card?
Wow. I think it's fair to wonder not so much if his passion or motivation is there. I think we might be underestimating just his physical shape, just in regards to the pain he deals with and what's required to get him into golfing shape. Whereas before, he could probably just wake up and play 36 holes and be fine.
Great.
Now, I honestly think just all the surgeries, all the issues he's had, I think it's just catching up to him, and it's just tough for him now.
Well, it's interesting you say that because he had that soundbite, I'm going to have to get up at 3 a.m. to get my body ready to play in one of those tournaments.
I mean, that's tough. A 25-year-old Tiger could just wake up now and play 36 holes and be fine the rest of the day.
Well, remember the DUI he had was oxycodone?
Yeah.
And certainly there's a lot of people just...
You got a problem with that?
Well, certainly Frank's got a pill in his pocket just in case this pill gets super tight.
And what, a vodka spritzer?
We're actually out. Monique had the carpal tunnel. She had like two or three. And they're just so great. Now we're out.
But what I'm saying is,
Dr. Rick on the horn.
I think your first assumption, you see the mugshot, which is never flattering for anyone, but, oh, he was just high. He was just abusing prescription pills. But you wonder if this guy is so beat up that maybe his body is in so much pain, he might have been going to the pills just to kind of function.
He's had more back surgery than...
Correct.
I mean,
the back,
what is he on,
the knee,
third,
the
or fourth?
Shoulder. You know how violent that... His swing is so violent. You do that for 25 years.
And can we not talk about the parity in golf? You have kids now that are 20, 21-year-old, you know, like Matthew Wolf, Victor Hovland. I mean, these guys just walked off of Oklahoma State's campus and are winning tournaments. Yeah. It's not only hard to... you know, try to, you know, even get to the weekend. But to win, if you're – you got to be in the in the best shape of your life. These
but
kids
it was
are coming
worth
for
it.
You.
If you're Tiger, it was worth
oh,
it.
Oh, absolutely.
Like it's Chris almost... Carpenter. Didn't Carpenter come back in 2012, and he probably wasn't quite – gave him a start in the NLCS, and I don't know that he was 100%.
Yeah, like a rib removed, didn't he?
And he came back and gave it his all, and then 2013, he was shot.
The only thing you can say in sports when it's not worth it is when a boxer takes that last fight. I mean, Ali, you could say it about three or four fights. You know, Trevor Burbick, the second Spinks fight. They were all terrible.
George Foreman was tough to watch there at the latter stage.
But Foreman's not paying a price, though, because he's okay. But these boxers that try to get that last fight, because everybody thinks they have one last fight in them, they pay a price for 25 years for the rest of their
life.
Whereas
Tiger may never regret it. Say, I was already having back problems. Yeah. It was worth it.
All he's got to do is pop in that tape, or not tape, but just watch what he did.
A boxer would regret it, if they're being honest. But I think for Tiger, he probably did go all out. He wins that Masters. It caps a magical career, even if he never wins another major. But I was trying to get – I didn't know where Frank was going, the Kevin Costner. I was waiting for that. I thought that might elicit a few texts, too.
This is one of the surgeries, back surgeries Tiger had. This was in April 2017. He had what is called – anterior lumbar interbody fusion, which entails removing damaged disc and re-elevating the collapsed disc space to normal levels. This allows the diseased vertebrae to heal to the other. All this just allowed Tiger to stand pain-free. Not walk, not run, not swing a club, just to be able to stand pain-free. That's how much he's gone through. And that's one of many back surgeries, he said. He's had eight knee and back surgeries.
Wow.
What would Dr. Rick say about you're hosed.
Yeah, you're beat up.
And that was only a year-ish before that PGA at Belle Reve where he played really well. That's amazing.
All right, let's take a short time out. Maryville University sponsors our phone lines. They're continuing to build a more diverse, inclusive campus. It's a core value of the institution and one of four pillars in Maryville's strategic plan. Did Maryville make the top party schools in the country?
Oh, Hallie, she's busy studying.
That's right.
Good students in Maryville.
Hallie, the intern, will have the results of that a little bit later in the program. We'll be right back.